Thank you, Otis. Good evening, listeners. This is Lawrence Reyes, Pro Temp Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and this meeting is the meeting for November the 21st. I'll ask the Secretary to please take the roll.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Grace Aaron is here. Gary Boat? Not here. Robin Collier? Not here. Chris Corey? Not here. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Good. Donald Goldmacher?
Here.
Not here. Oh, here.
I am here.
Good. Jan Goodman? Sabrina
here.
Jacobs?
Oh, good. Jan Goodman here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James? Wayne Lark?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Adrian LaViolette. Martha Peterson.
Here.
Good. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer. Here. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Good. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. Eileen Rosin.
Here.
Good. Mansoor Sabah.
Present.
Good. James Sagerton. James is not here. Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Good. Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Good. I believe Alex was here before. Alex Steinberg. Okay, let me go through the people who are absent. Robin Collier. Chris Corey. Sabrina Jacobs. Wally James. Adrian LaViolette. Ralph Pointer. James Sagerton. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Okay, good. All right, if anybody wants to, okay, let me count up how many people we are here. We definitely have quorum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people are present. That's a quorum.
Okay, that's a quorum.
Anyone like to? The people missing are Gary Boat, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Ralph Pointer, and James Sagerton. If anyone would like to text them and also see if they're having any trouble logging in, getting in, because I did have some trouble and so did Lawrence initially. So there may be some problems with getting on the call. So anyway, back to you.
Thank you, Secretary Pro Tem. This is Lawrence Reyes. I'd like to thank the directors for being on the call. I'd like to thank Mansoor Sabah and Bill Crozier for being on the call and Donald Goldmacher. The first order of business is to elect.
Before you get started, this is Wally calling in.
Hi, Wally. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank
Lawrence?
You.
Lawrence?
Hold on a second. Mansoor, I hear you.
I would like to be recognized.
Okay. I have noted that Wally James is on the call.
Thank you. Mansoor, you have the floor. I'd like to go to the first order of business, but go ahead.
Sure. I am attending a properly noticed meeting. So whether you thank us or me, that's not necessary, and it's not really in order. Thank you.
Okay, you don't consider that important, but I do. Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. So the first order of business is to elect a chair pro tem. Are there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Lawrence Reyes to continue as chair pro tem.
Are there any objections? All right, having none, thank you so much. Bill.
Nomination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I nominate Eileen Rosin.
Oh,
Can I decline?
Anyone else, Bill? Or anyone else have any nominations? Any volunteers? Okay. Are there any objections to me being pro tem chair? Hey, I'd like to thank you for your confidence in me. Next order of business is to elect a pro tem vice chair. Are there any nominations?
Ron Ginsberg.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay, Mansoor, hold on. I'll call you. I'll call on you.
James, so, on the phone.
Okay, thank you, James. Noted by the secretary. Okay, so this one nomination, Ron Pinchback. Are there any other nominations? Are there any volunteers? Okay, I'd like to nominate Ron Pointer. Hold on. Mansoor, do you have a nomination? I think you wanted to be on the stack.
I just want to be abstained from taking a vote on who's the chair or not.
Okay, so you missed that opportunity to be noted because the chair was already elected without objection.
I did not. I wanted to be recognized. You put me on hold, and I'm responding.
That's fine with me.
I'm not voting for who's pro Trump kids and who's pro Trump this and that.
Okay.
Note that, pro Trump secretary. Thank you, Mansoor.
Bill, with a request for information.
Hold on, Bill, because I'm still doing nominations. Mr. Pinchback, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Pinchback, are you present? Okay. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and I nominated Dwayne Locke. Dwayne Locke, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Excuse me.
Mr. Crozier.
Hold on. This is Ron. I didn't know that Dwayne was going to run. Forgive me. I prefer Dwayne, so I will step out. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Pinchback.
Thank you, Dwayne. I didn't know that you were going to be considered. I didn't know I was going to be considered. So,
okay, we heard you.
I like what we've got.
Let me repeat.
Thank you, Mr. Pinchback. I recognize Bill Crow. Oh, no, sorry, Bill. Mansoor Sabat? And Bill Crozier. Mansoor, are you with us? Okay, I'll go to Bill Crozier and then I'll go back to Mansoor. Mr. Crozier, you have the floor.
Yeah, actually, I originally had asked for request for information, but I don't need that anymore. But may I make a nomination?
Sure.
Okay, I nominate Mansoor Sabah for Vice Chair Pro Tem.
Okay. Mansoor, do you accept the nomination?
No, thank you. I don't need to be involved with a lot of shenanigans. Thank you.
Okay, no editorial. No is good enough. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Crozier, for that attempt. Are there any volunteers? Okay, hearing none. Are there any objections to Dwayne Locke being vice chair pro tem?
I would like to abstain from that, Mansoor.
Okay, Mansoor, you'll be recognized as abstaining. Anybody else?
Bill, I object.
Bill's Mr. Crozier objects. Hi, Mr. Crozier objects. Let's go to a vote. Madam Chair, please call the roll.
Okay.
I mean, Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Sorry about that.
Good. Okay. This is to accept Wayne Lark as the Vice Chair Pro Tem. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Boast, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier.
No.
Okay, got Donald Goldmacher.
I vote no to the first meeting.
I can't hear
you.
Donald.
No.
Okay.
I vote no
Van
to
Goodman.
The first meeting.
Okay.
Abstain.
Abstain.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs, not here. Wally James?
No.
Wally James?
No.
Pardon me? No?
No.
Oh, okay, thank you. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay, Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Good. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Good. Ralph Pointer? I don't think Ralph is here. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you come back to me, please?
Yeah, sure, of course. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
He's abstaining.
All right.
Oh, no? Okay.
He voted no. James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
All right. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
All right. And I'll count up the votes. Okay. There are 10 yes and... four no's and one abstention. So, Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I support my nomination. Oh, yes, I do. I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, Dwayne, you are reelected the Vice Chair Pro Tem. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dwayne. So the next order of business is to elect the Secretary Pro Tem. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Chase Allen.
Sorry, Ms. Bennett.
I accept your nomination.
Any other nominations? Any volunteers?
Bill, any objections? Nomination.
Like to nominate. Hi, Bill, go for it.
Donald Goldmaker.
Donald, do you accept?
I do not.
Okay, Donald declines. Are there any volunteers or any other nominations? Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Grace. There is an objection?
Mansour abstaining from voting on this.
Okay, so Mansour, it should be noted as abstaining on this vote.
Okay, all right.
And Bill also, please.
And Bill, are you on the abstain, Bill?
Yes.
Are you abstaining, Bill? I didn't hear you.
Oh, yes, I abstain, okay. Please.
Thank you. Are there any other abstentions or present not voting or any objections? Okay, hearing none. You would go and take the roll if you want, Madam Secretary. Secretary Pro Tem.
Okay, we're taking a roll on my being secretary. Is that it?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Grace Aaron says yes. Gary Boast, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier.
He's abstaining.
Okay. Well, since we're taking a roll call, I'd like everybody to voice their vote. Donald Goldmacher?
Dan Goodman?
No? Okay. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Not here. Wally James? Wally James? Get back to you, Wally. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Not here. Lawrence Ray, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
Abstaining.
All right. James Sagerton?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
All right. And we are going back to Wally James. This is a
no.
Pardon me?
No.
Hey, thank you, Wally. And count up the votes now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And we have 1, 2 no's. We have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, that makes 11 yes, 2 no's, 3 abstentions. I am reelected the Secretary Pro Tem.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So the next order of business is, Grace, can you, I don't have the agenda. Can you please read the first order of business, the first item?
Well, the next thing is excused absences.
Oh, excused absences. Correct. Thank you. So I saw two. I saw Chris Corey, Adrian Lavalette, and Sabrina Jacobs. I don't know if anyone had seen anyone else requesting an excused absence.
I thought I saw missed it. Robin Collier.
Who?
Robin Collier.
Okay.
I don't believe he requested an excused absence.
Yes, it says also for Robin.
Yes, he did. He requested an excused absence. I thought.
Oh, okay. Okay. Lawrence?
Yes. How many excused absences?
I think that was four.
Oh, I believe four.
Shut up. Four? Okay. You would like to take a vote on the excused absences? Does anyone object to the excused absences? Hearing none, the absences are excused. And the people that did not request one will be marked as absent. Okay, let's go to the first item on the agenda. Secretary Pro Tem, can you please read?
Yeah, the next thing is to identify timekeepers.
Okay. Does anyone want to serve as timekeeper? Okay, there are not any volunteers. Okay, I will try to keep time. I'll do the best I can. So it's a minute and 30 seconds, right, to speak on something or give a point of order or whatever else falls within that range. What's the next item on the agenda?
It's the to read the report out, since this is a public session, from the closed session of November 14th, 2019. I can read it out if you like.
Okay, can you please read it?
Okay.
Point of information from Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom. You have the floor.
Yeah. Do we have the what do we call it? The person,
you want me to come back to you, Tom?
No.
Sorry, Tom.
I'm just asking if we have the. I can't remember the title here. I'm sorry, but the person that straightens out on Robert's rules.
Oh yeah, John Tatum. Mr. Tatum, are you present? I think he is.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Tatum? Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
I'm always on. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, can I read the report?
Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please read the report out.
Okay. This is a report out from the PMB closed session of November 14, 2019. The Pacifica National Board passed the following motion. The Pacifica National Board tasks the Pro Tem officers with the responsibility to search for Pacifica Council. Choices of engagement are to be presented.
Ralph, you'll be noted.
Okay, I'll note that you're here, Ralph. Choices for this engagement are to be presented to the Pacifica National Board at the next PNB closed session. Other PNB directors should be consulted and are encouraged to offer suggestions. If an emergency legal issue arises before a new Pacifica Council is engaged, the PNB authorizes the pro tem officers to engage a temporary legal counsel to handle any such emergency legal matter. Next thing is the Pacifica National Board also approved the termination of the interim executive director. Further, the board appointed its chair pro tem, Lawrence Reyes, to be the interim executive director temporarily and has scheduled a continuation meeting of its executive session of Thursday, November 14, 2019, for Sunday, November 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. There was a meeting on November 17th, a continuation meeting, and legal and personnel matters were gone over in that continuation meeting. That completes the report out.
Bill, thank you, Madam Secretary Pro Tem. Are there any objections to this report out?
Yes, this is Bill. May I speak?
Yeah, Bill. Go ahead. You have the floor.
I'd just like to go on the record. I know some of you don't like to hear this, but there was an improperly noticed meeting. It failed to give the specifics of the meeting, and I sincerely believe the meeting was invalid and everything that was done in the meeting was invalid because of lack of proper notice and compliance with our bylaws and California law and Robert's rules. Thank you.
Mansoor would like to be on staff.
And Alex on the side.
Alex and
Jan. Okay, Mansoor.
And Jan Goodman.
Oh, Jan Goodman, welcome. Mansoor Sabat, you have the floor.
Yes, I want to concur with what Bill says. For the meeting did not have a proper notice, and it was vague. So thank you very much, and I'll post to the report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mansoor. Alice Steinberg, you have the floor.
I just would like to point out that Director Crozier's opinion, as well as Director Sabak's opinion, goes contrary to the court order and the findings of the court in the New York lawsuit. So they are standing on very, very thin legal ground. But if they wish to do that, that's their privilege.
Thank you, Alex. I accept their notice that, and their opinion in the minutes. Thank you, Alex. Jan Goodman, you have the floor.
Yes, I would like to speak more in a more detailed fashion about this issue of notice, and hopefully in the future we can do better on the subject. So there are two kinds of notice. The first kind of notice is like counted by number of days. The second kind of notice that one needs for emergency meetings is detailed. This is as opposed to a regular meeting, you can talk about anything. Our bylaws make it clear for special meetings that it's detailed. And it's not supposed to be like anything under the world. It's supposed to be very detailed, only discuss those things that are specified in the notice. Those are the only things you can talk about. So if you say we're going to talk about personnel, programming, finances, you know, that pretty much covers everything, and yet it covers nothing in specifically. So that the
bylaws. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Point of order.
I'll accept Eileen's point of order. Go ahead, state your point of order, Eileen.
The agenda that Bill Crozier sent out said that no other business
should be... Hold on one second, please. Hold on, please. Okay, so Jan, a point of order is in order, and you could be interrupted, okay, as long as I recognize Eileen. Eileen, you have the floor.
Yes. I was looking at the agenda that Bill sent out, and it says no other business should be conducted in this meeting beside the motion to about mediation. And I don't believe what Jan is talking about is part of mediation. Thank you.
Okay. Jan, you have 15 seconds to finish.
And so if you say personnel, it doesn't tell you we're planning to terminate somebody at that meeting. And so I also object to the lack of notice of those meetings. And
okay.
I agree.
Time is up, Ms. Goodman. I'm sorry.
Certain extent.
Time is up.
Parliamentarian for the stat.
Okay, parliamentarian, just let me state that I was just about to call on you. You have the floor, Mr. Tatum.
Okay, I want to point out to the board, those people who have Robert's Rules of Order, 11th edition, on page 93, a very obscure sentence in the second paragraph, which coincides with your bylaws. It says the requirement that business transacted at a special meeting be specified in the call should not be confused with a requirement that previous notice of a motion be given. And although the call of a special meeting must state the purpose of the meeting, it need not give the exact content of individual motions that will be considered. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman,
thank you. Hold on a second, please. I have a question for the parliamentarian. Hold on. Mr. Tatum, is it appropriate for me to rule on the notices and the opinions that were given by the three directors that made a opinion that is contrary to the report out?
Yes, the chair or chair pro tem can make those kinds of rulings subject to appeal.
Thank you so much.
Point of order, Bill.
I appreciate your advice. Bill, you have the floor.
You know, actually, I think Eileen is correct, but what Jan was speaking about was the report out from the meeting, and so... You know, it's really not appropriate to approve minutes or have a report out in this meeting because it wasn't put in the call for the meeting. So I think Eileen's correct. We should only be talking about mediation tonight.
Okay. I'll put that on the table. Just as a figure of speech. I'm not making a motion to table. There are some objections.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Pinchback.
I just want to say the issue of notice was brought up. Okay. And we're going to finish it. And so.
Okay.
That's, you know, that you're right about the agenda for tonight. We're going to talk about mediation, okay? But that issue was brought up, so we're going to finish it.
Hey, thank you. I have something to say. Please hold on. So I'm a rule that we uphold the court order and the court transcripts, and that the meetings were properly noticed. So that is my ruling. And we'll go to 2-4 and 2 against in regards to the report out. I don't want any more opinions. I want to address the report out as it was read. Is anybody against? Okay, are there any objections to
or anybody for to be called out.
Nancy, with a point of order.
Go ahead, Nancy. You have the floor.
We do not have to approve the report out. We already approved it in the closed session. And the next, and you're, and then you're supposed to read the report out at the next open meeting or post it on the website.
Okay, I take
you
your point.
Me? I'm
that's
not
a bad point.
Hear me.
I can hear you, Nancy, perfectly. I heard you perfectly. The report out was read. Now it's just a matter of voting on the report out by the.
We already voted. That's my point of order.
Okay.
We already voted on the report out in closed session. All we have to do is read it. We don't have to approve it. It's already been approved.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for that. Your point is well taken. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please go on to the next item on the agenda.
The next item on the agenda is agenda approval.
Okay. So agenda approval. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as it was sent out? Hearing none. Madam Secretary, do you mind reading the agenda? Who's requesting that?
Okay, the agenda is agenda approval and then minutes approval, approved minutes of November 14th, 2019 meeting. And then after that is discussion of ways to use mediation to resolve the WBAI dispute and to approve a motion to implement mediation and to implement Judge Melissa Crane's order, Bill Crozier. And then there is a suggested motion on mediation by Nancy Sorden and Eileen Rosen with input from Arthur Schwartz. It's rather long. I don't think we need to read it because that's but anyway, and then adjourn. And that's all there is for this meeting on the agenda.
Adjourn into closed session. Is that correct?
Yeah, adjourn the meeting. Yes.
The open meeting and go into closed session. Is that correct?
Right. Well,
okay, I just want the listeners to hear that.
Agenda, but
it doesn't say that?
It doesn't say to. There's a separate closed session scheduled for tonight. That is not indicated on this agenda. It doesn't need to be indicated on this agenda.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, are there any objections to approving the agenda? I hear none. Does everybody understand the person that asked for it to be read? Do you understand now? Okay, hearing nothing, silence. I would take silence as the answer. Next item on the agenda, Madam Secretary.
Okay, that's minutes approval to approve the minutes of November 14th, 2019. And I sent them out earlier this evening. And find when I sent them out, if you like.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the minutes on November 14th?
Jan Goodman abstains.
Okay, so Jan, you could do that when we vote. Bill, you have the floor.
Mansoor abstains.
I object to because the meeting was invalid, but I'll just say, I want to postpone consideration because I think most of us haven't had time to read them. We just got them, like 2 hours before the meeting, and I was eating dinner and I wasn't even looking at my email then. So I move that we postpone consideration until the next meeting.
Run to the stack.
Hold on, Ron. I'm going to ask for a second to that motion. Anybody seconds the motion to postpone?
Mansoor.
Thank you, Mansoor. I'll take 2-4 and 2 against, but I'm going to recognize Mr. Pinchback, who asks for the floor. Mr. Pinchback, you have the floor.
Yeah, the...
is this four or against, Mr. Pinchback?
I'm against.
Okay.
I'm against. The simple reason is... if people had attended meetings, they would be up on this stuff. It was their choice not to attend these meetings. So we're not going to pull them on. You know, we're going to go ahead and approve those minutes because that's what happens. That's what the minutes are for. The fact that you weren't there is your responsibility.
Okay, that's a con. Thank you, Mr. Pinchback. Anybody in favor of the motion? Bill, which you wish you already motivated it. Is anybody in favor of Bill's motion to postpone approval of the minutes?
Actually, I didn't really. I just said a few words that may motivate it more.
Go ahead, Mr. Coach. I'll recognize you.
You know, whether people were there at the meeting or not is irrelevant to him, whether we had enough time to read them and, you know, check on anything we're unsure about before the meeting. We just got them about 2 hours before the meeting started. So it makes more sense to just postpone consideration until the next meeting.
Okay. You have been heard. Anybody?
Nancy, to the floor.
Hold on, Nancy. Grace, hold on, Nancy. Grace asked for the floor before you did. Grace, you have the floor. Are you speaking against the motion?
I would speak against the motion.
Okay, please do.
The minutes were sent out 3 hours ago, and the other thing is the minutes can always be revised later if a mistake is found. So, or something needs to be added or changed. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Nancy, you have the floor. We have exhausted the pros and the cons. So if this is a request for information or a point of order.
I'll withdraw.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please take the roll.
Okay, this is to postpone consideration of Mr. Parliamentarian, should we just vote on accepting the minutes or not accepting the minutes? Or postpone?
Hold on, Mr. Parliamentarian. I'm making a ruling that we vote on the motion to postpone. Fair thing to do. Mr. Parliamentarian, do you think otherwise?
No, I just wanted to take just a half a minute to explain something about the minutes. There are only two states that minutes can be in. One is that they are perfect, and the other state is that they need correction. Now, once the opportunity for corrections is made, then they go to the other state. They're perfect. So I just want the board members to keep in mind that there is never a case where the minutes are voted not to be approved. They're either perfect or they need correction, and you have the opportunity to make corrections. So I just wanted them to know that for future reference. So, Mr. Chair, you may go on with your vote to postpone the approval of the minutes to the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Parliamentarian. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please call the roll on the approval, on the motion to postpone the approval of the minutes.
All right. Grace Aaron votes no on the motion to postpone. Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Corey, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Good. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Okay.
I vote yes to postpone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
Yes.
Dwayne Lark? Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
No.
All right. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. And Dwayne Lark, how do you vote? Don't hear you, Dwayne. Maybe we lost Dwayne. And let's count up. We have one, two, three, four, five yeses to postpone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes. And that's all. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I read the minutes, so I'm going to vote yes. Thank you. Okay. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please read the next item on the agenda.
Okay, the motion to postpone fails. 10 noes.
Oh, the approval.
6 yeses.
Right.
So now we approve. We need to approve the
thank
minutes.
You. Good point. Let's take the roll on approving the minutes. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please do so.
All right. Grace Aaron votes yes to approve the minutes of the open meeting of November 21st, 2019. Gary Boast, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Here. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Lost Dwayne Lark. Adrian LaViolette is not here. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Right. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Right. Nancy Sorden?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Right. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Right. And we have Jan Goodman passed, I believe.
Abstain.
Okay. And Dwayne Lark, are you there? From Dwayne Lark. Okay, so the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 noes, and 1 abstention. Here, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote in the affirmative. I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Okay, the minutes
minutes have been approved. Thank you, Madam Secretary Pro Tem.
Nine members saying yes, since Dwayne Lark wasn't there. Nine members.
Okay, let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me see now. 9, 10 yeses initially, and with Lawrence, that's 11.
Grace is right.
And 4 noes and 1 abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary Pro Tem.
Okay.
Please go to the next item on the agenda.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is discussion of ways to use mediation to resolve the WBAI dispute and to approve a motion to implement mediation and to implement Judge Melissa Crane's order. And that's put forward by Bill Crozier. There's an alternate suggested motion being on mediation being put forward by Nancy Sword and Eileen Rosen. Mr. Chair, I don't know how you want to deal with this, whether you want
Eileen and Nancy to read those first
or...
Hold on. Let me suggest that we take those two because they seem to be different. One is an alternative to Mr. Crozier's motion. So I'd like to address Mr. Crozier's motion first, and then Eileen Rosen could make a substitute motion. Mr. Parliamentarian, am I in the ballpark?
You're there.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Bill, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm always open to help. Go ahead, Bill. Do you have the floor?
I didn't actually have a motion. I was hoping we would develop a motion during this part of the agenda. I think that would
be in that case. Okay, so in that case, I reverse my ruling, and I will go to Eileen Rosen to present. Eileen Rosen and Nancy Sauden. Eileen, would you like to read your motion and motivate it?
Nancy,
are you ready?
Nancy?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. You don't want to hear all the noises going on here, believe me.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to read the motion, Nancy?
Sure, let me
see. Motivated?
No, sorry, let me, oh, shoot. I'm about to use my power on my computer.
Nancy, if you can tell me which one you decided on in the end, I can do it.
The agenda up? It's on the agenda?
Is it the one on the agenda, Nancy? Because Grace has it. Maybe she could read it and you could motivate it?
Yes, it's the one on the agenda.
Okay. Grace, can you please read the motion and Nancy will motivate it since it comes from her?
Oh, sure. Sure. Unless Eileen wants to read it.
No, I'm happy. Not sure which one.
I'm happy to read it.
Eileen deferred. Please read it.
Okay. This is a motion being suggested by Nancy Sword and Eileen Rosen with input from Arthur Schwartz. Whereas WBAI has been restored with local programming to the airwaves, and whereas, given the position of the Pacifica National Board, continued litigation would be both incongruous and counterproductive, and whereas, counsel for petitioners in the New York City litigation has proposed a broad settlement stipulation which encompasses a commitment by all to fiscal responsibility and broadcasting in accordance with the law, and whereas there is a strong sense of the board that a mediation/facilitation process is the best route forward to address the financial and structural problems facing Pacifica, and whereas there exist firms specializing in mediation and facilitation from which Pacifica can seek reasonable and affordable proposals to facilitate a problem-solving discussion among the board and the Pacifica stations to address the financial and structural issues facing Pacifica. Therefore, resolved that Foster Garvey, the counsel representing Pacifica in the New York City litigation, is directed to execute the settlement agreement and dismissal in the form annexed hereto, and it is further resolved that the board is directed to obtain proposals from mediation and facilitation firms and make a selection from among these and negotiate a contract with the selected firm, and that a committee of this board shall be commissioned and authorized to work with the selected firm to create a list of areas and topics for discussion and to initiate a structure for facilitation/mediation. Also, an attachment of a something attached to the agenda. Do you wish me to read the stipulation as well?
Yes.
Eileen, strike that.
Nancy, would you like to motivate your motion? Did you understand it?
Yes. I don't know if we can read that in open session or not. It's litigation.
But the board hasn't. The entire board has that because their copy was sent to them in this with the addenda.
Okay. So maybe we shouldn't read
Hold on. Please be recognized.
Bill?
So this is a question that I'd like to ask the parliamentarian. Mr. Parliamentarian, is it appropriate to read this in open session?
Okay. I did not.
There are some legal concerns.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm going to refer back to the board for the answer for that, especially the chair would have to make that ruling.
Okay, thank you.
Bill for the stack.
So much. I appreciate it. Hold on, Bill. I'm thinking of what to do with this motion. You know what I'm going to do? If you could confine... for lack of a better word, if you could confine your remarks to the general principles of the motion without getting into litigation, I would move for discussion. But I'd like to ask the board if they want to do that with that stipulation. So I'm almost tempted to take a straw poll or maybe even a vote. How does the board decide? I will go with two cons and two pros as to my ruling, not the motion at this time.
Bill.
Hey, Bill, do you speak con or pro?
Well, I guess I'm pro. I don't see a problem with reading the stipulation. It's nothing that's going to... I mean, all the legal filings are public anyway, but, I mean, I don't think we need to talk about the details of the stipulation, but I guess that's what I was going to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody con opposed to the motion? I mean, to my ruling?
I have a question about the motion.
I'd like to contain the discussion on my ruling, if that's okay with you.
Could you repeat your ruling, please?
My ruling is that we could discuss this motion with the stipulation that we don't get into legal details and specifics about some of the litigation that has happened.
I'm
also going to take those. You pro? Okay. State your position.
It's reasonable. We need to talk about it. I think we all know the ramifications of discussing litigation and stuff. But we need to talk about the concept of mediation. So a generic conversation would be helpful.
Thank you. Is anybody against my ruling?
Mansoor,
are you against?
I want to get a clarification from you.
Okay, go ahead. I'll try to do that. Mansoor,
sure.
You have the floor.
So everything that you are referring to, it's legal matters that's already out there. And what is it that we want to refrain from?
What we want to refrain from is specifics and opinions on the legal concerns. Some of the litigation that is still going on. Hold on, Mansoor. I'll try to explain myself the best I can. So that's why I rule that if we could confine ourselves to the mediation motion and not bring in the legal jargon, then I would accept discussion on mediation. That's my ruling.
So since you're bringing this up, what legal ramifications or issues that you don't want us to discuss since you have a specific issue in your mind?
Well, the issue that Grace, our pro tem secretary, ran, Grace, you want to tease out the, I don't have it in front of me, you want to tease out the legal matters?
Contract details.
Okay, there's just I read the, what I read out of the motion itself does not have anything, there's nothing legal or confidential about it. There's a separate attachment that went with the agenda that's a stipulation, which would be what we would have lawyers sign on to as later. That's all. Now, I don't, personally, I don't think it's particularly confidential. It's just what we would be asking if the board approved it, what we would be asking our lawyers to do. That's my opinion, and we passed a similar motion in open session, I believe, to this, but I don't know. I'm not certain of this, but I don't think it's
okay,
really
so,
the stipulation either is a closed session item.
Hold on, please.
I'll leave it at
Martha, you said you wanted stack?
Eileen?
Who asked for the stack? Eileen? Okay, hold on, Eileen. The reason I made my ruling is because of Nancy's concerns. Nancy is the maker of the motion on mediation. So that's why I made my ruling. I understand, you know, that this is in the public domain and that it may not be confidential. So that's essentially why I made my ruling. But I'm getting compelled to reverse my ruling. So if Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think I can give a very general idea of what this other document says without giving away much. Basically, that the parties agree to mediation and to find a mediator who will work with the parties. And there are time limits on that. And while mediation is underway or in progress, any litigation would be on hold. So that's
okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
So I think that's an idea to everybody.
All right. Who else asked for the floor?
Ron
to the stack.
Okay. Okay. I got Nancy, Ron, Bill, and Mansoor. Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you for taking my concern on your consideration. It's a concern. I'm not sure whether or not it's, you know, it should be discussed or not. So whatever the board decides, I'm also actually asking the Arthur Schwartz, the guy that would be submitting it, if he wants us to keep it confidential or not, other than the board.
Too late.
The whole board has already seen it, but I don't know if it needs to. Probably doesn't. I don't know. So I just want to make sure before we go and say something we shouldn't say.
I appreciate that, Nancy. So I understand the concerns, and I think the parliamentarian advised me to let the board decide, so I'm inclined to do that. I got Ron Pinch back to the stack, and then Bill Crozier and Mansoor Sabah.
And could you put me on the stack, Jan Goodman, please?
And Jan Goodman, you'll be at the end of the stack, Jan.
That's fine, thank you.
Mr. Pinchback, you have the floor.
I would like to submit a substitute motion. First of all, Ms. Pauletan, can I do that at this time?
No.
Not at this time, because there's a motion on the... Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on, please. Mr. Parliamentarian, is a substitute motion in order on a ruling of the Chair Pro Tem?
No, not at this time. It will be in order right after you finish determining the board's decision on the legal matter. Right after that, it will be in order.
Thank you,
okay.
Mr. Parliamentarian.
Okay. So I would just say an opinion. I think that the idea here is to submit to exploration of mediation. We don't have to commit to a particular group. We don't have to commit to a particular method. But if we commit to some form of mediation, the exploration of mediation, then we can get that vote tonight and start putting that together. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult to discern the various groups that are out there and all that in this meeting tonight. So we're going to need some time to sort all that out. So a generic approach to this, yes, we support mediation and we support efforts to, we're committed to a group to explore what it back can be.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good point. Mr. Crozier, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks. I mean, I don't think it makes a lot of difference if we have the stipulation open session or not. But I do would, kind of like Ron was saying, I'd like to discuss a couple of important points about the motion itself. First, I assume just as a clarification, in the next to the last paragraph of the motion, the first resolve that says the directed to execute the settlement agreement and dismissal in the form annexed thereto. I assume that's referring to the stipulation because that's the only attachment we got. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. And then also, in the last paragraph, I mean, my major concern is, I mean, I like Ron's idea. Just, you know, we need to get a framework established to get things moving on mediation. But, you know, it talks about having a committee. A committee of the board shall be commissioned and authorized to work with a selected firm, et cetera. I guess the question is who's going to be on that committee. I just want to make sure it's fair and not just one side.
Right.
And then
I understand that
is neutral. We need some assurance of that.
Okay, I understand that, but we're discussing the motion right now. And what I'm trying to find out if the board is okay with discussing the motion. That's what's on the floor. So your point is well taken, but it's not in line right now. Mr. Sabat,
okay,
you have
come
the floor.
Back to me then. Thank you.
Thank you. I will.
Sure. So I just want to build up on what Ron was saying, that if I can paraphrase it in my words and not his, that we are not qualified enough for mediating anything, but rather we need professional help to get mediation, which I'm really all for. And I'm all for the motion that Nancy has brought to this floor. So as well that I want to say that the Pacifica National Board is really not qualified for a lot of things, including managing the foundation and specifically about mediation. So I'm all for professional people who are not biased and who want to conduct a mediation to settle the issues that we have on hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sabat. Ms. Goodman, you have the floor.
My thoughts are that if are we discussing which firm to mediate or should we have mediation? I'm not 100% sure what it is.
Ms. Goodman, no, we're not discussing that. I'm trying to get the board to come to a decision so we could discuss mediation, so we could discuss the motion. There were some concerns that I tried to outline, and that's what's on the floor. I'm almost ready to go to either a consensus vote or roll call vote on this. On my ruling. Can I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, repeat your ruling.
I don't understand it, but I'm fine with it, I'm sure.
Okay. Who wants me to repeat my ruling?
I do.
Is that Ms. Goodman?
Yes, you can.
So I repeated it quite a few times, and it's essentially to discuss mediation without getting into the minutia of the legal concerns and the ruling from the court. So that was my ruling, and my ruling also is to get to allow the board to make the decision to discuss a mediation motion, and then the particular the motion to form a task force to look at mediators that are independent and not biased. So that's what I'm going to go to. So I'm going to ask them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ms. Goodman.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ms. Goodman. Madam Secretary Pro Tem, please take the roll. Are there any objections to the ruling? Okay, hearing none. My ruling stands. Thank you so much. Nancy?
Yep.
I want you to start because you were the initiator of this, and you have done a lot of work on this, which I really appreciate. So if you could go to some of the information that you have provided.
Okay. The motion came out of our decision to do mediation. And this motion is just to try to help further, you know, do the next steps in making that happen. So I have asked, when I sent around a proposal from an organization that does facilitated mediation, and I sent it about a week ago. We sent it along with the resumes of the two people who they would have do their mediation. And the proposal is in the email, and it's in a Google Doc that's linked in the body of the email, which any of the board members who were copied on that email can go into and put comments on the proposal. They can write questions or, you know, ask for more information or suggest other steps, other questions, whatever. And I sent that a week ago, and I sent it again on Monday, and then I'm sending it again later in the additionally, and then I sent it again tonight. And before I sent that proposal, they sent some information on consent-based decision-making from a different organization who had some good explanations of what consent-based decision-making is. But they don't do the mediation. I had asked them if they did. I hadn't heard back from them yet, so I called someone that I know who does consent-based decision-making, and they said they do mediation, and they do it consent-based decision-making. So that's the proposal came from the second company that I called. When I sent that proposal around, I asked other board members to submit proposals if they wanted to propose a mediator also. But so far, I haven't seen any. I've seen discussions of suggested companies or organizations, but I haven't seen any. I understand that the judge that Judge Crane was going to recommend is not available. And so we are on our own for finding the mediator.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy, for...
So far, my proposal is the only one.
Okay. Has everybody read the proposal? Has every director read the proposal? Okay, I can't believe that. That's
I have not read the proposal in its entirety, Jan.
Okay, so I'll take discussion on Nancy's mediation motion and the particulars that she mentioned. Who just asked for the floor? Who?
Alex,
who else?
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Dan Goodman, you have to Alex. Anybody else?
And Bill.
Okay. And Bill?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, please speak clearly whenever you speak. Mute yourself. What's that? Mr. Pinchback, right?
Yes, is this the appropriate time to submit a substitute motion?
Yes, it is. Let me confirm that. Mr. Parliamentarian, it's appropriate time to submit a substitute at this time?
Mm. Yes, it is.
Could I, Lawrence, could I say one more thing about my motion?
Yes, you may.
Okay. So my motion is asking that we look at various proposals, you know, the board members submit various proposals. I'm trying to find it again. I had it.
It does say that board members should provide input and also suggest additional mediators, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to make that clear that the board is directed to obtain proposals from mediation and facilitation firms and make a selection from among these and negotiate a contract with the selected firm. And that, and then that a committee of the board shall be commissioned and authorized to work with the selected firm to create a list of areas for discussion and topics for discussion and to initiate a structure for the facilitation mediation.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Mr. Pinchbeck, you have the floor.
Nancy, I have one question. In your proposal, who makes the decision about who mediates? Is there a committee put together by the board? Okay, or is this an ad hoc committee that is on the place? The other
right
is timeline. Okay. Has there been a discussion or there needs to be a discussion about the timeline?
Hold on, Ron. Ron, you're not coming in clearly. Is there any way you could modify your phone or something? Because you're not. Go ahead.
Is this better?
That sounds better. Mm-hmm. That's much better.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Timeline is an issue. Because we have new boards being seated in a month. So, these are all considerations that have to be taken into play. So, what I like about your proposal, Nancy, is that it encourages other proposals, okay? My only question is, who is going to peruse those proposals? Is this going to be a responsibility of the board?
Yeah.
The responsibility of a committee, and if it is a committee, who appoints their committee?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
so let me interrupt real quick. It's the board that would take the recommendation of, I like to call it a task force, that would vet and report. Hold on, Nancy. Let me just say what I have to say. That's the sense that I get out of that motion.
Okay.
Nancy, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay. The motion says that the board is directed to obtain the proposals and make the selections and negotiate the contract. And after that happens, there's a committee of the board that's formed to create a list of topics to be mediated.
Okay. So the only other issue for me is timeline. Okay. How does all this deal with a new board, okay, and what their perceptions may be? I got to put that out there because it's going to affect every signal area.
Yeah, well, I suppose this should have, like, a deadline for people to submit proposals because so far we've only got one. And, I mean, we didn't think of that, putting that in the first mediation motion. But, I would recommend that we go with the one. Hold on, Ron.
I'm sorry.
What is the timeline, Nancy? Because the timeline, I believe, the new board is going to be seated in January. Am I correct on that?
They actually take their seats in December, and the official business begins with them in January. Yes.
Okay. January.
So
last meeting of January. The last is a special meeting at the end of January when the new board is seated.
Thank you. So that means we have close to a month and a half, I would say, because we're still in November.
Mm-hmm.
We got all of December and a little bit of January.
Right. So if you read the proposal of the one proposal that I did send, they have said that we will need at least three sessions, and they're recommending two sessions a week for continuity and, you know, to keep the flow going.
Are these live sessions or phone sessions?
They're phone sessions with a Zoom video.
That's fine. That's cool. I just wanted to just ask it. Listen, like I say, I support the proposal, but I had those questions, so I withdraw my